You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen, myself, and Patricia Eltich. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat's daughter and the director of Dr. Pat Allen's Want Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself, Sue Wagner, and Patricia Eltich available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. Tonight, as I said, I have myself, Sue Wagner. I'm a relationship communication coach. And I have Patricia Eltich. She's a relationship communication coach, and she also does dream interpretations. So we'd love to get your calls tonight and answer as many questions as we can. 323-203-0815. Patricia, are you available? Are you on the line?
I'm available. I am indeed. I'm here with you and all of you out there.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll get some callers.
Yes.
I have something I wrote up before. I just want to read it. It might help women understand what's going on in the dating world. And I wrote it out, so I'll read it. It's a short brief. It says, once a woman finds her irresistible and magnetic self, it makes attracting the right man into her life inevitable. Love is an inside job and requires us to work on ourselves. More than just shifting your thinking, it's about reprogramming your beliefs and the powerful words we tell ourselves. We only accept the love we think we deserve, and we must change that belief by erasing negative thoughts of being unworthy, unlovable, or even uninteresting. We must heal past wounds so that we make choices from our worth rather than our wounds. We must make better choices in finding a nurturing man who will give us all that we deserve. We also have to work on the love relationship, addressing conflicts, agree to disagree, and discuss dreams and even intimacy openly without fear. What are your thoughts about my little statement there, Patricia? Oh, Patricia, I think you're muted yourself.
I'm here.
Well,
sorry about that.
We have a caller now. We have a caller.
Okay, very good, very good.
Paula, hello. You're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, hi. I'm here to update and chat more about when I move back to Canada.
Okay.
Thank you. So as I move back, as an update, I feel a lot of the withdrawals that the book Getting to I Do talks about. I feel like I'm going through a breakup, and I feel like I have a lot of like a lack of motivation to even clean at the same time. I am still talking to the guy.
Is he calling you? Is he calling you? Is he reaching out to you?
Yeah, I would say right now, I know it's supposed to be 2-1. I think it is like 1-1 right now. Yes, it's like 1-1.
Well, that's better than 0-0. So he's reaching out, you're reaching out. So since you moved, I know who this is. So since you've moved, you're doing the best you can. And when he calls, do you tell him you miss him and start stroking him, or do you kind of whine?
No, I tell him I miss him, and he tells me he misses me too. And then he just, I sometimes have these bad thoughts. I guess it's normal that he's like out dating again, which is normal. Or maybe he's actually not, and he's trying to improve himself. That's what he But then, yeah, he says, like, when are you visiting? And then he'll ask me. But then I don't feel compelled to visit because it's only been 2 weeks, and I'm not too sure, like, where it's even
well,
going,
okay, so. But dear.
And I don't know where to stay.
Wait, okay. You know what? You're already self-sabotaging with your inner thoughts. 1 minute you're missing him, and the next minute you're saying, yeah. Well, I really don't want to go waste my time. I want to know what he wants from me. You're sending out two separate messages, one that you missed him and you want more, but then I'm hearing, well, I really don't want to go visit him because I don't know what he wants and what's his intention and it's a waste of my time. What do you want and what do you not want?
Okay. I want to, build a foundation and not just visit him. It just seems like he wants to, like, have me there.
But dear, you're long distance. So if what he's giving you enough is okay, and it may go somewhere further, that's great. But you want it right now.
Yeah.
You want him to date you your way. It's long distance.
That's true again.
You moved away.
Yeah.
You moved away, and now you want him to suddenly chase you or beg you to come back.
Yeah, because if I just visit it for a weekend, I don't, like...
Go for a weekend.
Yeah, it's like...
Go for
a weekend. Okay, so I have to... Okay.
Go. So then I have to come and visit you for a weekend. But when you go, will you enjoy it and not, you don't call me enough, and why won't you put a ring? Don't start asking for more, better, or different.
Okay.
Accept him the way he is and see if it gets better.
Okay. So if he says you should come visit, then I ask him, like, how should we plan these logistics?
You say, I'd love to. No. What are your thoughts on me visiting?
Okay.
You're not to design it. You're just to say, that sounds great. When do you want me to come, and how will I get there? That's all you have to say. You were not designing the visit.
Okay, so I asked him how I get there and stuff, because I feel like I would resent it if
First you say yes. All you have to do is say yes and let him lead.
Yes, don't already start planning that he's going to pay. You're already you're jumping too far ahead.
That's true. It's like I get a lot of negative thoughts again.
Well, dear, I just read something about the negative thoughts going through your head will ruin every relationship. If you do not work through those negative thoughts, you'll not have a happy relationship.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right. Well, I'm glad I called, because you change her perspective, because I was just like, it's like Thursday night. I'm just like thinking what he's doing.
You cannot do that. You say, I miss you. Looking forward to seeing you again. You say everything positive so that he'll want to reach out and have you close to him. But if you make note of bitching and trying to plan and feeling resentful, he won't want you around. You're not fun to be with.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You've
got
to be fun to be with and appreciative.
Right. Okay.
You know my group.
I guess it's only been 2 weeks. Yes.
If you're like this in 2 weeks, and he's still calling you and wanting to see you, and you're already putting your negative walls, I don't know if it will work.
Okay, that's true. Yes, it's a lot about my thoughts. Okay.
It's in your thoughts.
You want to stay out of your head, because you've that's where the masculine is. You want to be in your feeling-centeredness. And if you feel scary feelings, you don't react on them. You acknowledge your scary feelings and you sit with your scary feelings and then act appropriately. Don't react.
Yes.
Oh, don't react. Okay, yes. Because, he really does not like when I'm just, like, very emotional, because he just says, you don't think.
Not fun. Not fun.
Yeah, you go, you're blaming your negativity with him. And that's a turnoff for a man. You did that last time. I remember the last episode you called in. When you went to meet for dinner and you had your hands crossed, it and you tortured him.
Yeah, that was like December.
Well, dear, that's what you do. He doesn't do it your way, so you punish him, and you're doing it again in your head.
Okay. That's good to know that. Yes. Now I'll just like ask him like how we can set this up so I can meet him.
No. You're jumping the court. When he calls, you go, "Oh, I was thinking about it. I'd love to come and visit you."
Okay.
Don't ask him any questions. Let him lead on his own.
When you talk again, you already never said anything about that. So when he calls again, you just jump out and go, "Oh, I was thinking about it. I'd love to come and visit you." And then
all you have to do is be willing. Just be willing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because there's another thing. There's I was thinking if he wanted to visit me, but I haven't asked yet. I guess he's busy. But I was thinking of having my baptism, my adult thought baptism, end of it'd be Easter Sunday, and invite him. But I haven't asked him yet because I feel like he might be against it.
That's not a feeling. That's a thought. You're extrapolating things out of your head.
You're already not taking a risk. You're already putting a negative. Well, I don't want to ask him because he won't come anyway.
Oh, okay. You're right. Thank you for identifying that. I don't know why.
You're really doing a number on the self-sabotage, anything that could come good into your life.
Oh,
that's something about yourself,
right? I don't know why it keeps on coming up. It's like very bad
because you haven't worked on your issues yet. Love is an inside job and requires you to work on yourself, not just about shifting your thinking, but you have to shift your beliefs.
Right. Okay, that's a very good point. Shift my
you go right into negative, and guess what? You only attract what you believe you deserve. So you deserve this man, but you're making yourself undeservable.
That's true. Yes, because if I reflect back on all the little times where I've not mentioned commitment, we're talking about something else, and but he knows it. In random conversations, he'll randomly just get frustrated a few times and just say, "Do you know how much diamond rings are?" Or like, "Oh, there's another friend that just got divorced." Like, he just randomly says it out of nowhere. So I get very thrown off and I say nothing. But
no, you know what?
I see he's thinking about it.
He would only say that if I know that you open up and talk about marriage a lot. You tell us all the time. You always talk to him about marriage. As long as you keep poking the bear, you're not going to like what you hear.
Yeah. Those times when he makes those comments, it comes out of like nowhere, probably in like quite a few conversations we haven't had those talks. He'll just randomly like bring it up. And then I say nothing.
You've explained to me numerous times that you asked for the ring.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're missing out a big part. I remember.
Yeah. He knows. Because I just thought when he brings it up, he's like,
"So stop asking for the ring, and he won't start telling you the reasons why he won't give it to you."
Okay, stop.
You've got to quit forcing that ring on yourself.
Your work is to be patient, passive, and respecting.
Yeah, sometimes it's very hard for me to be patient.
Well, your work, dear. It's called practice.
Yeah,
you'll only get this material if you practice it. It has to be aware. We are telling you, so it's aware. Mm-hmm. Now you've got to go and keep your mouth shut. Now, we can't make you do that. Only you can do that.
Right, that's true. Yeah. And especially you have with text, to think, it's so easy.
Think about what you say. You have to think about what you say because you operate on automatic pilot and that comes out. You have to catch yourself because this is your work. We are giving you directions on how to do it.
Okay. Yes. Yes. And I had a tendency just to jump too far rather than like one step at a time. Okay. Okay. I think that is the main thing. I just go back and respond to him about visiting or him visiting me and actually see where he leads it.
Be appreciative to what every time he reaches out and follow his lead, even though you want more, better, or different, and you're impatient. Mm-hmm. You've got to sit through the uncomfortable, and then it will become easy. You will learn the lesson.
Oh, that's true. Thank you. Yeah, it is sitting through the uncomfortable. There's
you don't
stuff in the mask that. And just fighting.
you keep rearing up and saying things to push him away.
Put a little note beside your bedside on a little notebook or a notepad and say, I will practice being patient right before you go to sleep.
Okay. Yes. I think that's my main thing, practicing being patient. Okay. Okay. I guess there's more things that could happen on the trip. I don't need to think about those yet in those scenarios.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Other than I have one question about my brother too.
Okay.
I have a question that since I'm back home with my younger brother, he's like in his early 20s, and for the past I would say probably over 10 years, he's just been really into video games and just like being very introverted and kind of angry. And when I see him, like, he doesn't really wash his hair, like his bed's all.
That's really none of you. Okay. He's being who he wants to be. Are we trying to change him?
Yeah.
Are you mothering him?
I feel like as a sister, I should have no responsibility.
No. That's you rescuing men and telling them how to do it more, better, or different. You're doing it to your brother like you're doing it to the guy you're dating. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. So I just let him be?
Yes. He's an adult.
He has to find his own way. Focus on yourself and being patient.
Yes.
But then I don't know how to be a good sister to him.
You know what? Being a good sister, being a good sister is allowing him to be himself, not your version of what you want him to be.
Even if he doesn't wash his hair and
take a deep breath. You're doing what you want your brother to do, what you're trying to get the boyfriend to do. You want them to do things that you're comfortable with. Keep yourself on your own side of the street and hope to God he does his own stuff.
Oh, okay.
When you're wanting somebody to do something, you are in your masculine. Wanting is masculine. Mm-hmm. I want him to wash his hair. You are mothering. Mothering is masculine. Stop mothering men.
What else is masculine? Like, if I just want to show I care, like asking how his day was.
He's an able-bodied human being.
Yeah.
Adult. Yeah. He's an adult already. Mm-hmm. He's on his own path. We're trying to help you be on a path. He's not with us.
Right.
You focus more on helping other people than you do working on yourself. You don't have to look at your issues.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
Stop worrying about other people. You've got enough to take care of to get you on the right path.
That's what mom said.
We're telling you to stop pushing this guy, and then you want to tell your brother to go wash his hair. How is that going to work when you can't follow our lead?
Oh, I see. Okay. So it is mothering to just say, like, how was your day, and make those conversations, even to the guy I'm seeing, right?
That's not mothering. Telling him how to do it more, better, or different. You just said you wanted to tell your brother to go wash his hair. That's none of your business.
Okay.
That's not asking him how his day was. You're changing the terminology of the sentence. And you've got a gallows laugh. You know what? It's you're hurting inside. Because okay. it's, you're getting, we're teaching you stuff that's painful to hear.
Right. Oh, is that when a gal's laughing?
Yes, you're laughing. It's not humorous when somebody's trying to help you and you giggle about it. There's something inside that's triggering you.
Okay, that's true. I'll have to work on these things.
You've got enough to work on that we just gave you besides worrying about jumping over and helping your brother. It avoids you having to look within yourself for the work you need to do. Patricia, do you have anything else to help her with?
Keep it real simple at this stage. And that is just to practice patience and being passive and waiting for a gentleman to lead you and then willingly follow as long as it isn't immoral, unethical, or immoral, unethical, or whatever.
Illegal, immoral.
Illegal,
immoral, or unethical.
But ethical. And say even, yes to everything. Follow. Yeah.
And even your brother isn't doing anything illegal, immoral, unethical. He just doesn't have good hygiene. And that's okay. not and any have, of your business.
And I will say another okay. thing, not only for you, but for all those listening out there. Get a pad and pen when you call the show and take notes because this information is valuable. You can always listen to the archive, but when you're taking notes with your own hand, you are remembering. Just like in school, when you take notes, you are taking notes so that you remind yourself to do these things. So it's not in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I sent you the links. I've got my drop-in ladies groups that I'll send you the March dates. Please feel free to come back and join them to get, you know, get yourself on a path. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior. Once you go in and out, you lose it and go back to what's comfortable. You've got to stay the course for 2 months.
Stay the course.
You got to make it a habit and a behavior.
Oh.
You're just listening to it. It goes in, you say, aha, and then you go back and you practice what's familiar.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They're designated to help you, ladies, stay focused. That's why I offer them every couple, you know, at least once.
Okay, that is true to recommit to the ladies group.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a note to send you the link.
Patricia. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. I know we've got a lot of other callers in the queue. Sam's telling me so. Good call. I just want to tell you, I do have a drop-in ladies group. It's a donation, $10. They're different times every month. So if you want information, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com. And then Patricia also does dream interpretation and life scripts. We'll talk a little bit more about, she'll talk a little bit about her thing. I think a couple of callers, I had somebody wanting Sam to call them. And then you can.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here they are. Good.
Yeah. You're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, Patricia and Sue. So I was just listening to the first caller. And yes, and I am writing my notes down. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
I will practice being patient. So my situation is I met this guy a few months ago. I wasn't available at the time. And now I am available, but we have just been texting. When I first met him at a convention that I was at working, it was really strong. He was texting me. He found my number through Facebook or whatever. And he's like, I want to come see you. Can I call you? And I'm like, whoa, this, I can't do this right now. So everything kind of got back off. Were cooled down rather, and then it got back up again, but we've just been texting because I'm not going to say, where are we going to lead off from where we were before? Are you going to come down? I'm not doing any of that. I am reading 21 Days of Feminine Magnetism. I'm also watching a lot of videos. I'm a newbie. And it's really hard because I've been masculine my whole life, even though I wear makeup and I wear high heels. So I just go back and forth. Some days I'm feel so empowered and strong. And then other days I'm just like, oh, it's like a lull. Like it gets like really low.
Well, so, you're in the process of shifting. You're half in and half out. Remember I told you about the arrow? The arrow's still in your shoulder. I'm helping you push it through. You're right in the middle. You're waffling between feminine and masculine, and it's uncomfortable.
Yes. Very uncomfortable. Very. Yes. But I know that when I do get these feelings that I still have more work to do.
You're doing good though. Yeah, you're doing good. You're right on track. You take the information and you do the work. You combat it. Sometimes you put up a little stiff about not feeling comfortable, but you do it. And then you find out how easy it is and you get good results. So you will keep doing it. So it takes, you're still a newbie. So it's going to take you maybe 3 or 4 more weeks. And this guy may only be your practice guy. We don't know. We're just, as Pat always says, we're watching the movie and we don't know the end. You're just watching every scene play out.
Correct. Yes.
And you've had a few different scenes. They've gone all over. Some are simple. Some kind of went a little sexual. Then it went back down. Then it went to.
I was like, whoa. But I got to be honest with you. When I did text that one, I shared one more information. Nothing like secretive. It was just like I sent something or a text. I felt very uncomfortable. I felt like I liked it before. I liked it before being in the feminine because I don't have to think and I don't want to think anymore. I don't want to think in a relationship.
You don't have to. That's the beauty.
Yeah, I know. That's the beauty. I know what I don't want.
Okay.
And I just felt so much better. And then when I did do that old behavior, it didn't feel good. It's like my body was saying, this is not who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So.
Or we're just we're watching this guy to see what happens because you're long distance too. So it's, you just got to go and watch the movie and see where it plays out.
Okay, I'll pop the popcorn.
patiently.
It's usually every weekend. He's a weekend guy. We have that down. It's usually Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, which is normal because he's working Monday through Friday. He's busy, and that's what men do. They have no concept on time. But on the weekend, he starts, I miss that girl. I'm going to reach out.
Yeah, it's funny because I kind of knew because on Monday, he texted me, good morning, sunshine. I'm wishing you a wonderful week. And I was like, oh, instead of like day. I'm like, oh, okay, he's gone for the week. That was a hint.
Well,
I'm not going to hear you. But that's fine. I'm busy too. I have kids. I have work. I have my household. I have cats. I have fish. I have, it's like I'm busy too. Like I am busy, but my old ways sneak up.
Yeah, they always will. And you know what? Even after months, they'll still sneak up and you just got to catch them. Because you always like to be that masculine. You got there for so many years and it's comfortable. So you always have to catch yourself. But it becomes easier. You catch it easier.
That's good. Yeah. Well, like I said, I caught it when I sent that text and I didn't like how I felt. So I was just like, ooh, shouldn't have done that. It was like a weak moment. It was like a weak moment that I sent that text. But then it,
So you recorrected it then. It's trial.
Yeah,
and
because
error.
I sent this song that was on my dashboard in my car, and then he sent something back sexual because the song was kind of like a little sexual. I was like, God. Okay.
I did not approve of that text. You went. Able.
I know. I did. I know, but I felt so much better when you were guiding me like every second of the time. but I recognize it and my body recognizes it and my brain recognizes it. So that's good. That's good. It's not like, oh, I'm not aware. I'm aware of what I feel And, you know, when I'm in my thinking, I'm aware of it, because then my head starts spinning and I don't like it.
Now we got to get you out to meet more men, because now you're over focused on one. You have to have trying to do round three, but all in time when you're ready. I never push my ladies too much.
Yeah, because I meet so many. I mean, my job is dealing with attorneys. I meet hundreds of attorneys in like weekly, and I'm going to an event north of where I live in June in Sarasota. So like I totally like I meet so many people. So it's good, because then I get to practice.
That's perfect.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good callers today.
Sounds like she's trying to follow the program.
We have a caller already. Caller, you're on the air. Okay. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do have a question. Hello, Sue. Hi, Patricia. A man met me 7 years ago on the tube or the subway, and I had to get off at the next stop, so we didn't get a chance to really exchange any details. Anyway, 7 years on, I went back to the UK, and I went to listen to this person speak, and during the interval, they came over to me. I had actually lost my voice at the time. We took a picture together, and then he said, could you send me the photo? So 3 months later, I sent him the photo last year. So we've been in contact with each other. He's now coming to Hong Kong, where I am, to visit me. Now, he's expressed that he's in love with me, and he's only met me a couple of times, but I think it was a memorable meeting for the first time. So,
darling, there's no accounting for chemistry. I have to tell you, men know quicker than we do. And when they meet you and you're the package that fits their bill, they know right away that they want to go after you. And so you kind of have to be okay with that and don't get cold feet. Go along until it doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Well,
why did it take you so long to get back to him?
I didn't see him in the romantic way. And because he's quite public, I didn't really want to get involved with someone of his caliber. But now, he's just rudely, basically, from texting me and exchanging conversations, he's just rude me. So now I think it's mutual. So he's coming over. The problem he had a cash flow problem because he's been touring for 5 months. So he couldn't pay for his Airbnb. So when he told me he's waiting for the bank to get back to him, I then got a bit uncomfortable. And I said, okay, that's fine. I didn't say anything else. And then it was getting closer. He's coming on the 25th of March to Hong Kong. And he still hadn't paid for it. So I said to him, would you like me to offer some help? And he said, well, at this point, I made that boo-boo. I did make that video. So my question to you is, because I said we'll sort the payment out when he gets to Hong Kong, I wanted to cancel it and say to him, why don't you cancel your flight and then wait until your cash flow problems resolve, then come to this country. But when I went to cancel it, it said that I'd have to pay at least 50% of what I'd already paid. So I just, exactly. So I kind of left it, and I said, I'll ring the
You
lady.
Got yourself, this is the trouble you got yourself into, and now you won't do that one again. So let's see what comes of it.
I would not, definitely not. So what it's now me having to, when he gets here, is now to kind of mop up that mess. So
there's nothing to mop up. You'll just say, when will I get payment? It's like, I was happy. You say, I was very happy to have fronted you the money for the ticket. However, I'd like to get paid within a week. Make it a specific end point to that. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And then you don't see him. You say, I'm happy to see you as long as I'm going to be paid prior to seeing you. Is he going to deposit it right in your bank or give you a...
Great. What? That's a great idea.
Yes, that's how you do it.
What I'm thinking.
Yes.
What about the taxi to... Because I was going to meet him at the airport, and I thought, no, actually, Alison, don't do that because it means that
No, you ask him where he, how he expect, when and where, how, what format is he going to pay you? You're happily going to accept cash from him in person, or he can wire it straight to your bank. Before you see him, before you see him. Otherwise, if he's going to give you cash when you see him, that's when you get it.
I love that. I love that. Do I tell him I won't see him? I can't do that. I would just say.
You can do that, my dear. Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, you can. Of course. Absolutely.
I love that.
This is a woman. This is how women behave who are anchored in their feminine.
Yeah.
This is an anchoring moment for you, dear.
Okay, I like that.
We have to protect our finances. There's nothing wrong about protecting one's finances, and you won't do that again after you get the money back.
Yeah, I definitely won't do. And can I say that before he gets here? Should I send him a text to say, oh, by the way?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Absolutely,
yeah,
yes.
He can prepare himself. Yeah.
How do you want to pay me back this week? How do you want to pay me back this week?
Yes. Love it. That's a great idea, Patricia. Thank you very much. I'll keep you posted, ladies. I'm sure there's other ladies calling. So have a good day.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Call us and let us know how it goes.
I will too. Thank you very much, ladies, for your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we ladies got need, to, here tonight. Need to protect their own finances.
Yes. If I may have to cut you off, I have a question I want to ask you from, I want your opinion just out there. If, you know, there's a lady struggling with her boyfriend who does like a binge drinking. When he does drink, he goes excessive.
Oh.
And I've been trying to get some help on how she can communicate to get him to not drink excessively and be weird. What would you say to a lady if she was to call you and want help on helping to communicate to him to stop doing that behavior?
I would say to him, we've had this issue. Is this a good time? You know, the usual, open the conversation. So-and-so, I'd say, Jack, is this a good time for me to talk about a sensitive topic? And that is, he says, yes, now. If not now, well, okay, so now. Well, we've had a few bouts with your binge drinking and having it affect our lives in a negative way. And I'm wanting to know if you're willing to seek help in that department, or I'm willing to even go with you to a meeting, an AA meeting, unless you want to talk to a counselor about it privately. But there is lots of help out there, and that is an issue, especially if it's been repetitive. It's not a one-off thing. Then it is an issue, and it will continue unless it's addressed.
Oh, okay. That's kind of the direction that I would tell the ladies to.
Good.
I know everybody, there's another question.
Let me just one more thing. And the ladies, there's material out there on how your position in it is as an enabler.
Yes.
Or that's the Al-Anon position, which is the enablers. So you need to understand your own position in this dynamic. So there's material out there to research.
Uh-huh. That's true. Okay. So another question, you know, what's your thoughts on porn? If, you know, two people, I know obviously a lot of women don't want their man to look at porn. And what's your position on men? Because they are visual.
Yes, they are visual. And there's There's porn everywhere free nowadays. You used to have to go to the peep show or buy magazines. Now it's free all over the place. And they're fishing. They're finding you on Facebook. They're finding you everywhere. So some of the ladies get all paranoid that these fishing porn people are contacting their husbands or their boyfriends. It's not their fault. It's just the sign of the times, and it's up to the men to. And if they look at porn once in a while, it can be an addiction, just like alcohol. If it affects your relationship and it's over the top and it's too much, then it's a problem.
Yes.
But porn, just men will occasionally do porn and men will occasionally masturbate. That's part of the male of the species. So modern times.
Sex first.
Yes, right.
They think about that 24/7. I know that's a hard one because.
Well, especially when they're young. Yeah.
Yeah, they're older, but you know, I do know that porn sometimes, you know, the men go on the sites and they spend all the money and get into debt. That could be a problem. Or they start interacting with the person and then they have a relationship, maybe not in person, but it's over
that. It begins a social relationship. Yeah. And when it starts becoming intimate in that way, then it's a problem. Yes. So we have to just be aware nowadays. It's just modern times. It's just an awareness. But you don't want to beat a guy up just because he looked at porn once or twice. You know, everybody's father had a Playboy magazine or two in their life. So that's how it used to be, you know, in the old days. So now it's all over the internet. What can you do?
Not much. So I was talking, I want to do some advertising and I'll let you talk about your advertisement. I offer, unfortunately, Dr. Allen currently has ladies groups, but they are full and the ladies do not drop out. So there are no openings. We will have Dr. Allen on once in a while just to say hi. She's got a busy schedule with her groups. I offer a drop-in ladies groups to answer questions and to keep ladies on track. If you want information on that, it's my contact is info@drpetallen.com, or you can call the office at 949-723-0338, and I'd be glad to send you the Zoom link. I have a couple more groups coming up on Monday nights and Thursday mornings. So, and then Patricia also has some information. I'll let her share what she offers. Patricia, do you want to go ahead?
Yes, I also do dream interpretation, and that really pertains to our waking life, including our relationships and how we're navigating our relationships. So do reach out to me through the Want Institute and ask about your dream life. And script work is so important.
People that need script work today to work on their issues, clean up
because. I'll tell you, if you don't learn how to leave your past in the past, it will destroy your future. So you've got to learn how to live for what today has to offer, not for what yesterday has taken away, including your, you know, dysfunctional families and parents and upbringing. We have to get past it. And this is the greatest way to do it, really, to do the life scripts.
Yes, it's a very intense thing. Yeah, until you know you fill out questionnaire, takes about an hour and a half, but it goes deep. And then Patricia gives you the recording so you can listen to it later as well, so that you can go back and listen to it at other times so it can sink in. And it's like a tape recorder. She's going to redo your tape recorder to better program than the one that's running now.
It's the one we're trying to do. We're trying to reprogram you or reparent you so you have better tools for navigating your today's life and not sabotage your life with the old habits.
Yes, we have to. If you attract what you feel inside. So if you do not feel worthy, you attract unworthy men because you attract just like a mirror. So if you've got bad messages that you feel inadequate or your parents said you're not good enough, you're going to go find a man that treats you the same way. So
that's right. So this is what we do with that. And couples, don't be afraid. I'm doing great with the couples too. Yeah. I have actually got yet another couple engaged just 3 days ago, and they're happy and going to be doing their time, space, money, and play with me. And that is a whole negotiation on how to live copacetically together, how to get along together in today's world, partnered. So that's a beautiful way to do it too.
That is. Well, we're running. We've got a couple more minutes. So if there's any callers other than that, we'll cut it short because our time's running over. 323-203-0815. And all of you callers out there, if you have a story you want to tell us about how this work got you engaged, how it helped you, or how you've managed to be a better person, please feel free to call in. We don't always have to take questions. We like to hear updates.
And we love updates. Yes.
We like to hear about you and how this work has transformed you to be a better person or have a better relationship. So with that, I want to say good night. Patricia, do you want to say goodnight to the audience?
I'll say goodnight, you all. See you next week.
We'll be here next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.